Doctors Jeff and Susan Gegeras have spent the last 26 years growing both Cool Springs Eye Care and Donaldson Eye Care to the industry-leading optometric practices they are today. Striving to provide the absolute best healthcare experience possible, the Kegarises authored their first book, One Patient at a Time. With 8 chapters and 135 lessons, you'll quickly see why One Patient at a Time is currently the number one new healthcare released book on Amazon. Pick up your copy of One Patient at a Time today. From the in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee, it's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegarises, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegarises.
So every January, it's Glaucoma Awareness Month, and we thought we would talk, though we're not in January, a little bit more about glaucoma. Glaucoma remains as the fourth leading cause of vision loss in the world. Some people actually estimate it to be the number one loss of vision, debilitating disease in the world if left untreated. If it's not like you either have it or you don't, rather we look at a lot of factors when we talk about glaucoma. Everybody that's born, everybody that's alive has a risk of developing glaucoma. That risk is pretty low when you're younger, maybe 1% at age 40, up to about 15 to 20% when you're 80 to 85. So it definitely increases with age. So today on As I See It, this is Dr. Jeff Kegarises. I'm going to talk with Dr. Robin Brady on a new and novel way to treat glaucoma without the use of eye drops. So Dr. Brady, welcome to As I See It.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here today and sharing your expertise. Let's start with a reminder. Glaucoma is a chronic wasting or atrophy of the optic nerve. It's sometimes accompanied by high eye pressure, yet not always. And the eye pressure, though, is a risk factor that we can treat, correct?
Yes.
Pressure is in the eyeball, right? We have a fluid, and some people get this confused, don't they? They go, well, you know, my eyes don't feel like they're wet or they're dry, but we're not talking about tear fluid here.
Correct. Yes. We're talking about the pressure inside the eye, which has to be quite high before a patient realizes that there is something wrong. Something doesn't feel right with my eye.
Normal pressure, just for everybody, if we average everyone in the United States, would be about 16 with a kind of a standard deviation roughly of 12 to 22. Our previous studies, the ocular hypertension treatment trial, basically says 23 and above is even the low end of where you would consider high eye pressure. So, Dr. Brady, when somebody comes in, let's say you have diagnosed them with glaucoma and you want to be able to start treatment on them, how do you approach that with them?
So I basically tell them that there are multiple forms of treatment, and we got to find which is going to suit them best based on personality and lifestyle. The three that we typically talk about, most common what people hear first, is eye drops, and that has been kind of the mainstay for 50 years we've been treating glaucoma has been with eye drops. The last probably about 20 years, though, it's become more of a mainstay to use a laser-assisted approach, a laser called an SLT, selective laser trabeculoplasty, which works well. And then now we also have an implantable device, an implantable medication pellet that we can use to aid in lowering of the pressure.
Well, why would somebody want to do that? First of all, isn't an eye drop really easy? Like no side effects, no problem, no cost.
Does anything have no side effects, no problem, no cost? That's right. So eye drops are wonderful and work very, very well. And we know usually very quickly whether they're working well for a patient. But eye drops do have side effects. Some eye drops can lower heart rate. Some eye drops can inhibit breathing. Some eye drops can change the color of the eye, change the fat content around the eye to give you kind of a sullen type look. Mm-hmm. So we have to balance all that. We also have to balance cost. Insurance doesn't cover all eye drops, or not 100% of the cost of eye drops, and everybody's insurance is different. The other thing is eye drops have to be used every day, meaning you have to use it every day. If you forget, and if it's a drop that's only used once a day, you've gone 48 hours without using medication that your eye needs.
Right. And it's, and we talk about compliance. I'd rather refer to that more as adherence. I learned that a long time ago that compliance is kind of a punitive term, but adherence is more meaning if people have a difficult time adhering to a medication regimen that we have, it just means that we haven't come up with something that works within their lifestyle easily.
Correct.
It doesn't mean that they intentionally don't want to follow our instructions, which is more of a compliance issue.
Right.
I mean, the reality is sometimes we forget our medication, or we go to bed at a different time, or we get up at a different time, or we run out of medication and all of that. So adherence with eye drops is a big issue.
Correct.
Huge issue.
And eye drops, depending on what eye drops you put on, have a better time of the day that they're more functional than other times. So there's evening drops that we want to use for glaucoma patients, but you may have patients that have so much going on in the evening with kids and family to take care of that by the time they get to bed, they're just ready to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's others that work better in the morning. You may have, you know, mom that's got to get 3 kids ready for school in the morning and can't remember to take them in the morning. So we've got to balance that as well.
And we don't, just getting to the glaucoma and glaucoma suspect category, we certainly don't overly aggressively just treat anybody that has
Correct.
A one-time high eye pressure, right? Because
Correct.
of the significant side effects, whether we're using an eye drop or
Right.
the laser. Right? Laser may have fewer side effects, but certainly using the eye drops, because if you look at long-term studies, you know, we have a dry eye clinic. And so that dry eye clinic in and of itself, every single person we have on glaucoma medication, on glaucoma therapy,
Out of doubt.
Should have a visit in our dry eye clinic, because we know long-term there are ocular surface disorders. And in fact, some have estimated the effects of the ocular surface disorders over a period of time are as significant to the visual functional kind of your life function as losing vision from glaucoma. So it's not to be taken lightly when we start you on an eye drop. Right?
Definitely. There's preservatives in these drops, and when you're putting a preservative in the eye every day for the rest of your life, that can definitely have an effect on the surface of the eye, the surface quality of the eye. So, yeah, we've got to balance that in. I typically tell patients that I don't like starting patients on treatment for glaucoma, especially eye drop treatment for glaucoma, unless I feel if I don't, they're going to lose something.
Right, right. In their lifetime.
Correct.
Right, right.
Correct.
We're trying to preserve your functional vision for your entire life.
Correct.
And so that's going to have a little bit different bearing if you're, you know, 41 years old as opposed to if you're 97.
That's
correct,
right. We'll have much more work to do in the 41-year-old than
exactly
with the
97-year-old.
Right.
Exactly right. So now, that being said, for all of you listening, we have a lot of patients that we treat with for glaucoma. That doesn't mean, hey, oh my gosh, what's going on with my eyes? You know and have experienced where things are, but talked with your Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care eye doctor about your glaucoma medication and what alternatives there are, because there are some alternatives, and that's really what we wanted to focus on today. One of the drops we've used for a long time is a big fancy name called bimatoprost, but it has a trade name, doesn't it,
Dr. Yes, Lumigan.
Brady? Lumigan, yeah. And most everybody uses Lumigan because it lowers the eye pressure. A few people use it because it makes their eyelashes grow or longer.
Yes, it does.
I've had glaucoma patients before that you know, traverse that, go from glaucoma suspect to we really need to start treatment, okay? And by the way, for every 20 patients that has high eye pressure, that has some risk, a little bit elevated risk as a glaucoma suspect, only one of those people statistically really needs to be treated.
Correct.
But on those people, they may say, can I start that drop with the, it makes my eyelashes grow?
Right. Yes. That is a definite thing. That is, quote unquote, a side effect
yes.
of one of the medications. And there are people that love that side effect, and there are those that don't want that side
yeah.
effect.
I understand you've tried to rub that on your forehead, and it only works if the follicles are working.
Yes,
is that correct?
That's right, yes.
Okay.
Once the follicles stop working, it is not going to help you.
Although early on, there were a lot of men that asked about that same thing, right?
It'd be an expensive treatment,
yeah,
without
yeah,
a doubt.
That is true. That is true. So let's talk about this. We now have an option called Durysta, which uses this medication. Can you tell us a little bit about Durysta?
So Durysta is bimatoprost, same as Lumigan. But instead of the patient placing it in the eye every day in the form of an eye drop, a physician would actually place it in a pellet form into the eye, and that would stay in place anywhere from 4 to 12 months.
So it's there 4 to 12 months. Can I feel it?
Absolutely not. You can't feel it. You can't see it unless you have a trained physician looking through a microscope. No one could see it.
Right. How do I know if it's working?
So just because we treat and we use eye drops, we use laser, we use this new Durysta, doesn't mean that we don't ever see you back and check your pressure again. We still have to continue to monitor how your pressure is doing. And that, in this case, would tell us whether the Durysta is working based on how low the pressure has gotten.
And are we achieving a level that is arresting or slowing down significantly the structural and functional changes that can occur with
exactly
optic nerve atrophy,
correct?
Right?
Yes.
Right. So I put this thing, this pellet in. Do I swallow this? Is it a suppository? Tell me how the pellet gets in my body.
Yeah, no. So it does have to be implanted into the front chamber, the front fluid-filled chamber of the eye. A physician would do that for the patient.
Like it's here done in the under, office, or I have to go to an ambulatory? So I walk
not
in, have this done, walk out?
Yes, you could if it was planned that, to plan it that way and follow up. Yes, you would have a appointment for this to be done with one of our physicians. The procedure takes literally 30 seconds to complete. It's done under a topical anesthesia, or what we'd call a numbing drop, so you don't feel this happening. Mm-hmm. Once it's there, we just monitor your pressure for the appropriate time frame that we need to be following you.
And when we really think about these numbing drops, we're thinking if anybody has been here and had a bad corneal abrasion, or if they have a foreign body, a foreign material in and stuck on their eye that we've had to remove, okay, not an uncommon thing for us at all. When we put these topical drops in and you go, oh my gosh.
You feel so much better.
I feel so much better. Or I say, okay, well, we just removed that metal or whatever it was with some of our technical medical sharp instruments or drills and all this, you can't feel a thing.
Yeah, so these drops work within a matter of seconds, and they last a good 20 minutes. And, you're not going to feel anything to the front surface of the eye.
Same thing that we're really talking about here in this type. We're talking about the same. This is not a completely new method of what the doctor's doing. It's something that is very comfortable in the hands
and it's a medication that we've been using for 20 years, so we know the side effects of the medication and how well it works. In fact, we feel that there's less side effect with this because you're not putting it topically onto the eye. You're actually implanting it one time. Mm-hmm. That the effect of preservative and whatnot is something that we don't have to worry about now.
And hair won't grow on my iris, will it? Right. I don't have eyelashes growing out of my
eye. Correct, no follicles.
No, also, do I get the eyelash growth with it too, or do we know?
I don't think that we know, but it's doubtful.
Yeah, right.
Based on where it's working and where it's sitting, it's very doubtful that any of that would happen. Now, you could have one of the side effects of bimatoprost is a darkening of the iris in some patients, a rarity, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
But it's something that I rarely ever see.
So I think it's important, and you and I talked about this pre-discussion with regard to this COVID time and vaccines and how much did we accelerate using a vaccine and did we have enough clinical studies, et cetera. We're talking about a new technique to use an established drug.
That's exactly right.
So we're very, very well versed in what the side effects are and the effectiveness of this medication.
Correct.
We ameliorate some of those side effects just now with a newer, better delivery method, potentially.
Correct.
Effectiveness-wise, how effective is this method of implanting the pellet as opposed to using the eye drop?
Studies have shown that it is as effective. There has been no drop-off as far as how well
it
works.
That was a pun intended there, wasn't it? Yes.
Uh-huh. No drop-off in how well that it works. There is obviously a temporary aspect to it. It is going to wear off over time. Right now, the FDA has approved this for a one-time use while we continue to gather data on how long the effectiveness lasts. they then will determine how often it can be implanted. So that aspect of it is still under investigation.
And officially, tell me if I'm right on this, didn't it officially come out as a, this is a six-month control of eye pressure, but the clinical studies are showing...
There are 25% of patients 2 years out that still have effectiveness.
Exactly. And so part of that is, why would that happen? Is it stronger? Is it lasting longer? Do we know?
Yeah, that's, again, what's under investigation is why would that happen for some and not others? But even a year out, 67% a year out are showing effectiveness.
So this is not a question of effectiveness of the drug. It's just for how long is it effective?
Correct.
I still could add other medication with this if I wanted to do laser, if I wanted to add eye drops. Again, if I'm not achieving my target goal and your glaucoma, this is, again, I really want to stress this. This is not to lower eye pressure in people that are mild glaucoma suspects or moderate or low risk or high risk glaucoma suspects, unless we make the determination you need to be treated. Correct. But if you need to be treated, eye drops mainstay, laser mainstay, Durysta may quickly become a mainstay because
without
people want to have to do less and just keep it controlled.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Everyone wants to simplify their lifestyle, and this is one way to do that. I mean, if you're on eye drops, you have to remember that those eye drop bottles last anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. You have to call your pharmacist every 4 to 6 weeks and get another bottle. And this is something that would decrease that from happening.
Yeah, and it would be covered. It's a medical procedure covered by your typical medical insurance,
That's
right?
That's correct.
Right. I mean, subject to whatever your deductibles are. I always have
yes.
to kind of categorize that, put an asterisk there, and somebody goes, you said my insurance yes. would pick it up. Well, they are, but you agreed with them to have a $1,000 deductible.
Thankfully, the company is very good about working with each individual patient through their reps to make sure that there are no surprises. We know exactly what they're going to be paying for, and we would do all of that homework on the front end prior to even scheduling the procedure being done.
So in our treatment of glaucoma patients, we now have another arrow in our quiver to be able to use in our armamentarium of treating you with your glaucoma, one that bypasses the cornea, which means we have a big decrease in the side effects of dryness, ocular surface disorder, some of the other responses or reactions that some people get with certain eye drops. In this particular one, we're using an established, well understood and studied eye drop. In fact, it's kind of our first line category of treating glaucoma. But now a different vehicle, different way to put that in that is safe. And quite frankly, again, this is early on. It'll be confirmed or denied with clinical studies, but right now is showing a longer-term lasting benefit than what we're seeing with a typical eye drop.
That's correct.
So,
yes, and we can continue to monitor that. And as more data comes in, I believe the FDA is going to approve this for multi-use.
Are there any patients that you would say, geez, we really would need to avoid it in that particular patient case? Somebody with maybe active inflammation in their eye, post-cataract surgery, still fine?
Yes.
Depends, right?
Depends. There's a little bit of a depends there. Mm-hmm. The YAG capsulotomy, that could be done after cataract surgery. So I think they would rather see right now, until we know more about how that pellet is stabilization within the anterior fluid-filled chamber of the eye without it getting to the posterior fluid-filled
right.
chamber.
Okay. So if you have questions on this, you're a glaucoma patient at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care seeing one of our doctors, please make sure to talk to your doctor about the options for your treatment. Even when well-maintained, there may be simpler, better options that work better within your lifestyle to control your glaucoma. And our goal is to try to keep you with healthy, good vision for life. That's not always easy when it comes to glaucoma, because I want to remind everybody that despite we're talking about eye drops, we're talking about Durysta, the implantable pellet with bimatoprost, we're talking about SLT, we're talking about cataract surgery with, you know, MIGS, microinvasive glaucoma shunts, we're talking about other types of treatment, even including the more severe or the more what used to be something that we would do with more filter procedures. Now we're doing everything we can to try to minimize having to do major surgery for glaucoma, because that in and of itself comes with risks. All of those exist as options to treat your glaucoma. And yet, when we talk about high eye pressure, there are still some limits where we're handcuffed. And that is, When we treat high eye pressure, we have about a 9% of people that are treated for their high eye pressure. If we treat them and they're high risk, we've reduced that rate to 4% to 4.5%, which means we're cutting your risk in half. So does it make sense if you have glaucoma to have the eye and you have high eye pressure to have it treated? Yes, it does. Statistically, it makes sense. But half of those patients are going to see benefit. Half of those patients are going to really, quite frankly, progress no matter what we do. We don't have the cure for glaucoma.
That's
we can
correct.
Only control it.
That's correct.
And this is one very, very valuable method of controlling it. Now, if we could control glaucoma in those patients that need to be treated to the point that you're going to start to lose vision at about age 120, then I think Dr. Brady, Robin, and I would we'll feel like we've done our job because
right.
you haven't had to worry about it through your life, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And that's why it's so important that you got to continue your follow-up care. You don't just implant this pellet and not see you again for a year,
right.
2 years. We still have to monitor the pressure, do different tests to monitor the health of the optic nerve. It's all still very important.
And that's why if you're on our glaucoma registry, and if you're not, by all means, whether you're interested in glaucoma, have the diagnosis as glaucoma suspect or glaucoma, be on our glaucoma registry. That's the group out of our practice that gets the earliest information on new treatments, other educational, perhaps mailings that just help you, because you as a patient will do the best in taking care of your eye care in concert with us. The more you're informed, the better you're aware. You can help us with, yes, I do need that side vision. At least you know why we're doing that side vision.
Correct.
I do need that OCT. Oh, we did gonioscopy 6 months ago. The activated patient that is working with your doctor in all areas, in this case, we're talking about glaucoma and eye care, but in all areas of your medical health, we know statistically will do better than those that are completely passive and rely just on the doctor to tell them what to do.
Exactly. I have always found that the more educated the patient is, the more serious they take their condition.
So this is Dr. Jeff Kegras. I'm talking with Dr. Robin Brady, my associate partner at Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. We're talking about Durysta, a new old treatment that avoids eye drops in the management of glaucoma. If you have questions on this, please email Dr. Brady, B-R-A-D-Y, D-R-B-R-A-D-Y at coolspringseyecare.com or Dr. Keg at coolspringseyecare.com. Make sure to talk to your eye doctor, whether it's seeing us at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care or any of your area, national or international eye doctors about the availability and implantation of a Durysta pellet to manage and monitor and treat your glaucoma. Thanks for joining us on As I See It. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Kegras, and join us next week when we talk more about eye disease, eye treatment, quality and service, and improving the healthcare experience. It's your health. You deserve a great experience at each and every doctor visit. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great week.